and taking a moment to listen to the sounds around you. If you've got the buzz and activity of the house or the apartment where you're living, you can hear noises from the street. If you've got the window open, maybe some nature or some birds that are active this morning. And also noticing where your thoughts are. We're not trying to change our thoughts this morning, but we're just noticing where they are in time and space. Are you off planning your activities for today? Maybe you're thinking that you're hungry and you want breakfast. Or maybe you had not such a good night's sleep. Or you're thinking about worries from yesterday. Or you're here and now. And what I'll invite you to do now is to just release those thoughts. Let them go and take your focus to your breath. You can feel your breath in different areas. So you go to the area that's good for you. It's your choice. Maybe you can feel the air coming through your nostrils. Maybe the gentle rise and fall of your upper chest. Maybe the rise and fall of your belly. And what you'll be doing is noticing that during this meditation, maybe your initial focus is in the upper chest, but it can move and it can fluctuate and it can go down to the belly. We're not trying to control anything during this meditation. We're just letting things be exactly as they are. And let's start off by being grateful for our breath. Recognizing that if we weren't breathing this morning, then we wouldn't have got out of bed. It means there's more right with us this morning than there is wrong with us. And you can maybe take a slightly deeper breath just to really appreciate that we can breathe air in and we can breathe air out. And maybe whilst you're in this quiet moment, maybe you can feel your heartbeat. Grateful that your heart is there, sending the blood around your body to your brain. And even if you have heart problems, then we can be grateful for the doctors and the people that help us. Because this morning we're still here. We're still breathing and our hearts are still beating. We're going to start from the top of the head and work our way down the body. Remembering that there is this yin and yang of gratefulness. As I said before, if there's anything that you feel negative about, it doesn't work exactly as you wanted it to, go in search of what it can do or who helps you with that part. And we start off with our brain. brain is an amazing organ, allowing us to store memories, create thoughts and emotions, knowing that it doesn't always behave. It allows us to be creative. And it allows us to live. And then we have our eyes. Our eyes can also misbehave. They don't always work as we want them to. Maybe they're deteriorating with age. They allow us to see colours. They allow us to see smiles on the faces of the ones we love. They allow us to create and to see the sky, to see the sun, the many things we can be grateful for our eyes. See our children, to see our friends, and to see things that are beautiful in this world. Coming down to our nose. A nose that smells the baking of Christmas. It smells the autumn leaves as we're walking along. Maybe smells pollution as well. It smells the sea air. Allows us to enjoy fully our food. Really trying to remember, these are, seem like small things. We don't notice them in the day. We just take them for granted. But they're always here, most of the time, unless we're ill with a cold, they're here. Noticing, remembering that when you have a cold and your nose is blocked, your food will become fairly tasteless and bland. And going to our ears. Again, our ears can sometimes fail us. We can be grateful for hearing aids. We can be grateful for, once again, all the treatments that are available. Our ears give us balance, allow us to stand up in the morning and not fall over. Our ears allow us to hear babies cry, sirens, birds, animals, traffic outside. They help us form a picture of the world. They help us situate ourselves in a room of darkness. Moving to our mouths. Yeah, we can be grateful for our taste, for our teeth that grind and chew our food, our mouths that can kiss our loved ones, and then moving down to our arms, that are there, but also can ache and have problems. But they're there, they can hug people, they can carry things. Even if they're not functioning properly, we can take care of them and mend them. Then we come to our hands, probably the most amazing tools we have. Our hands that can create, manipulate, invent, touch, and feel the most sensitive part of our body. Allowing us to be who we are. And letting go of the hands. And coming to the lungs. Just feeling the air come in and out. Knowing that this is not within your, it's partially within your control, but your breathing is automatic. It's incredible how the air goes in. There's an exchange of gases. The oxygen flows into your blood, and you don't have to do anything for that to happen. That's one of the wonders of the world. It's an incredible thing that happens. Knowing that you do have some control over your breathing. And be grateful that when hyperventilation happens, that you know that you have a choice to try and control that just by regulating your out-breath. So a long out-breath will turn on your parasympathetic nervous system. And will allow the breathing to self-regulate again. And then moving to your stomach and digestive tract. Being grateful. That everything you eat again is controlled automatically. Nutrients are extracted and your body is fed. May misbehave sometimes with sickness, but this is something incredible and amazing that you can be very grateful for. Now moving to your pelvic area. An area that allows us to reproduce, to excrete, to stay healthy. And being grateful for what we have. Then we come to our legs. Again, not always behaving. Sore knees, sore legs. But if you have both of your legs, you can be grateful. If you have a prosthesis, you can also be grateful. I'm grateful that we have the technology, we have the means to allow us to maintain our mobility. These are the legs that carry us upstairs, that help us carry other people. These are the legs that allow us to dance, run, and jump. And when we don't have these things, we'll notice, but whilst we have them, very easy to forget. And we come to our feet and our toes. I'm grateful for the balance they give us. For their ability to kick footballs, run around, play, walk. They take us outside. They help us cycle bikes. Once your health is gone, once any of these parts of your body doesn't work correctly, it's only then that you'll notice it. So taking time today to look at everything that you are and be grateful for everything that you have today. Now returning to the breath. And I invite you to just take a moment now to bring one or two things to mind that you feel that you can truly be grateful for. How does that make you feel? Where do you feel the gratitude most in your body? Do you notice a change in your breathing as you feel the gratitude for that thing? Just notice where it is. And I invite you to hold on to that feeling today. And as you're going through today and the weekend, really remembering to bring gratitude to the small things in life that aren't actually so small. And looking even in a negative situation, searching for the positive. Maybe if you're in a room that feels cold, and maybe you can look for the positive. Maybe the window is large and beautiful, and that the sun outside is shining. It's really important to keep hold of as many good things as we can. To feed and nourish ourselves. I invite you now to start maybe hearing sounds around you, feeling the weight of your body on the chair. When you're ready, coming back into the room.